NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 70.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Crews from rural electric cooperatives making their way south to help restore power to thousands of customers hit by Hurricane Ida. The National Rural Electric Cooperative Association said crews from co-ops in states west and north of Louisiana heading to the state to join power restoration efforts, which can begin once crews are able to make damage assessments. USDA's Risk Management Agency giving producers another couple of weeks to make coverage decisions and complete reporting activities for the Pasture Rangeland and Forest Pilot Insurance Program and the Apiculture Pilot Insurance Program. RMA says producers had asked USDA to extend the deadline, which is now December 1st, instead of November 15th. The PRF and API are both rainfall index crop insurance policies designed to help producers when lack of precipitation affects available forage for livestock and honeybees. The PRF is designed to help producers and protect livestock operations from risks of forage loss. Last year, producers insured about 160 million acres and nearly 32,000 policies to protect $2.9 billion of liabilities. Under API, beekeepers covered about 1.8 million colonies under 3,300 policies, protecting about $250 million in liabilities. Brazilian beef exports expected to increase again next year after a substantial increase this year and a robust trade with China, the primary factor, according to new analysis by USDA's Foreign Ag Service. The FAS office in Brasilia said now expect beef exports to increase about 2.6 million metric tons in 2021. That's a 3.5% increase over 2020. That total is expected to increase further by another 2% in 20. That total is expected to increase further by another 2% to 2.65 million tons in 2022. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A state house law that was written back in 2014 by then state representative and now county commissioner for Sedgwick County, Jim Howell, is up for debate on whether local government should be able to sell guns that were seized in crimes back to the public. As Jim Howell says that when he wrote the bill, it was under the idea that firearms had value, and it was value that we shouldn't have to destroy.
I guess at the end of the day, I think they make the wrong choice. They destroy things that have value. They have value to the taxpayer. They lower the tax burden, provide resources for police officers. They help solve crimes. They return things back to the rightful owner. None of those things were happening before this.
That audio from Cake News. The bill is now up for debate as many law enforcement across the state of Kansas are concerned about seeing these same firearms being in repeat crimes and offenses.
If you go and buy a weapon at Academy Sports, you're going to spend minimum of $350, right? These guns you can probably buy for $50. So that's an issue. They're a lot cheaper. And secondly, I can't get over the fact that it was used in a crime and we're possibly going to reintroduce it again.
Good America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A new state audit found that few projects financed with star bonds are meeting requirements for bringing visitors and money into Kansas. The report from the legislative auditing arm was released on Monday this week, where auditors found that only three of the 16 attractions they reviewed met tourist goals by bringing a significant percent of visitors from other states. Star bonds allow municipalities to issue bonds to finance major developments, which are paid through sales tax revenue generated by the project. The three businesses that met the goals include the Heartland Motorsports Park in Topeka, the Kansas Speedway in Kansas City, and the Hutchinson Underground Salt Museum. In other news, a 32-year-old man is a suspect in the stabbing death of his uncle near Derby. Sedgwick County authorities say that Douglas Ray Ryan McGathy was arrested early yesterday on a possible charge of second-degree murder. Sheriff Jeff Easter says that McGathy's uncle, 48-year-old Kelly Joe Ralph, was killed in an apparent fight over a gun sale. The two men lived in a home in a rural part of Sedgwick County near Derby. Deputies found Ralph lying on the driveway, suffering from severe stab wounds Monday night. Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Environmental Protection Agency has fined companies in Iowa and Nebraska for tampering with emission controls in vehicles. The EPA announced yesterday that diesel repair shop Midwest Truck Products of Cantrell, Iowa, will pay a $75,000 penalty. South Central Diesel Incorporated of Holdridge, Nebraska, will pay a $50,000 fine. The EPA said the companies either tampered with vehicle engines or sold devices that removed emissions controls for hundreds of customers. The number of COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has increased in each of the past 10 weeks, and the total nearly doubled over the past 2 weeks as the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus continues to spread. Nebraska reported 5,006 new cases for the week ending Friday. That's up from 3,755 the previous week and nearly double the cases recorded the week before. Wednesday Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that are that did lose their jobs and lost their income and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education, will be in Marysville Wednesday as part of a 50-city event highlighting the Kansas Can Success Tour. The meetings, open to parents, educators, business, and community members, are designed to gather input and share information regarding direction of K through 12 education in Kansas.
So the best way is to come to a location near you, and you can get those locations at ksde.org, and you'll just click on the Kansas Can Success Tour. It's right on our front page, prominent. And come to one of the sessions and sign up, sign in, give us an email address, and we will share with everyone that comes the results that we get in all 50 communities across the state. Plus, we'll be sharing it with the overall media as a whole. But if you come, you'll get a personalized report back to you that you not only can see the location that you attended, but you can also see what people said all across the state.
Wednesday's meeting, 9 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville, will begin with a look back at progress of various programs initiated in recent years.
In 2015, Brad Nunes wanted, the deputy commissioner and I went across Kansas to over 20 locations to find out what Kansans wanted in their K-12 public schools. And now we're back out 6 years later to refresh everyone's memory of what was said in 15 and to see whether or not we want to intensify that direction, whether we want to alter it slightly or whether or not we want to go in a completely different direction.
Again, the public and local educators are essential in the process.
So it's 90 minutes long. We're doing three a day, and we invite anyone that's interested in education. So business leaders, public, obviously educators, parents, grandparents come, and we talk a little bit about what was said in 15. We do lots of small group discussion, and then we get everyone's input that comes to the meeting individually. And we repeat that for two or three cycles, and we try to do our best to stay to that 90-minute timeline and honor people's time.
Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education, again will be a guest in Marysville Wednesday and will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Listen for more about the Kansas Can Success Tour and Kansas Education Saturday morning 7:10 on KNDY. Washington County authorities called in the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to assist with determining a cause of death of a Greenleaf man, 40-year-old Daniel Little, whose body was discovered at 2220 11th Road, Greenleaf, August 29th. Shortly after 2:30 p.m., it was reported to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, who responded. Cause of death and other factors are pending investigation. No further immediate details will be released. If anyone has information in regards to the death of 40-year-old Daniel Little of Greenleaf either Saturday evening or Sunday morning, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office or the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Joyce Gudenkoff, age 78, formerly of Elites, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Gudenkoff. Darlene K. Landon Post Barnes, age 81, formerly of Okito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Okito. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Darlene Landon Post Barnes. Mackenzie C. McClellan, age 29, of Topeka, passed away Sunday. She's the daughter of Carmen and Mike Lee of Marysville. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home, Mackenzie McClellan. Nelda A. Gunther, age 83, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation, Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Nelda Gunther.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, quiet weather overhead across the central parts of the Midwest. We will see clearing skies as we head through the day. Dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a front extending into the central and east central parts of the Midwest Thursday night through Friday. Some areas lingering into Saturday, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, towards the end of the weekend and into the Labor Day, it does look like we'll see beautiful weather. And the good news is that we're continuing to see pretty manageable temperatures. It looks like we'll continue to see temperatures ranging in the 80s. So across the area, maybe a spotty storm early, then clearing skies, temperatures mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, 66. For tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, 67. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early September, 86. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 63. Record low of 41. Sunset this evening, 7:59. Sunrise in the morning, 6:56. We received an inch of rain Tuesday morning here in Marysville.
It's hard to put a finger on just what makes September such a unique month, but that won't stop us from trying. Some reflections on the ninth month today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 1st, the 244th day of the year. Singers Gloria Estefan and Barry Gibb are sharing a birthday today. 3 weeks of summer remain, but there's a certain autumn mindset that takes over when the calendar page flips to September. Some hold the opinion, in fact, that September is a season unto itself. It's a persuasive argument. It's the driest warm season month in North America. Thunderstorms are infrequent and seldom violent. Daytime heat and humidity are reduced, and the rapidly cooling nights are commonly called great sleeping weather. So as we teeter between the dominance of the two seasons, enjoy the mini season of September. All the virtues of summer and fall with few of their vices. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons at almanac.com.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 Treasure Hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 Treasure Hunt September 17th through the 19th.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Chiefs Nation, the Chiefs traded offensive lineman Yasir Durant to the Patriots for a seventh-round pick in the 2022 draft as they trimmed their roster to the 53-man limit by yesterday's deadline. Durant made the Chiefs last season as an undrafted free agent out of Missouri, and he started Week 17 at right guard. But the Associated Press reports Durant was lost in a numbers game in Kansas City, which completely revamped its offensive line after a bunch of backups and fill-ins were dominated by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. Ahmed Rosario became the first player on record to go 5-for-5 with RBIs, an inside-the-park homer, and a drive over the fence, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 7-2 yesterday. The Royals and the Indians teed up again tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Better news for the Wichita Wind Surge yesterday as they opened their final away series with a 10-7 win against the Arkansas Travelers. Mid-America Network Sports.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com. Because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Just one game after Skylar Thompson threw for more than 300 yards in leading Kansas State to an upset of number 3 Oklahoma last year, the senior quarterback's season was over due to a shoulder injury. Now, nearly a year later, he's back for a 6th season and ready to take the field again in this Saturday's opener against Stanford. Thompson hopes it'll be the best year yet, especially after a fall camp that he said has been the best, most productive of his lengthy college career. KU opens up its college football season this Friday night against South Dakota at Memorial Stadium. There's never a good time to make a coaching change in college football, but the KU program was forced a month after National Signing Day and just as spring practices began to do just that. New Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold made the most of the situation, bringing in 12 transfers from Division I schools to help with the rebuilding effort. KU and South Dakota take the field Friday at 7 p.m., K-State and Stanford Saturday at 11 a.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. From Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
Your harvest basket and the farmers markets are filled with cucumbers. Use these low-calorie, nutritious vegetables in beverages, salads, and more. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Often overlooked for its health benefits, the cucumber, seeds and all, have been receiving recent attention for its potential to combat disease. Physicians in the 17th century prescribed using cucumbers to patients suffering from fevers. They observed that cucumbers' ability to retain moisture helped to keep its cool. They had patients lay on a bed of cucumbers to break the fever so they'd become cool as a cucumber. This vegetable's popularity soared in 1876 when Henry J. Hines added pickles to his list of processed foods. So enjoy a few slices of cucumber in a glass of water, on a sandwich or in a wrap, cold soup, and of course a salad and pickled. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The name Elsie Seeger doesn't resonate with most folks, unless you happen to live in Chester, Illinois. Citizens there know the man who created characters most people still recognize today. Elsie's story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it?
You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Elsie Seeger was born in Chester, Illinois in 1894. That name doesn't mean a lot to most folks, but there's a good chance you know some of the characters he helped create.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
We have the real Wimpy, Bill Schuchert, who owned the Opera House. We had the real Olive, Dora Paschal, and Rocky Fiegel was the real model for Popeye.
Debbie Brooks shares the story from her store, Spinach Can Collectibles, which is in the building that housed that old Opera House, where the real Wimpy from Popeye once owned. Those real-life citizens of Chester have all passed, but are well-remembered. People often ask about Rocky Fiegel, the real-life man who was Mr. Seeger's inspiration to create Popeye.
He was a little scrapper. He worked as a maintenance guy at the bar, and he loved kids, but he would fight anybody.
And the real citizens here in Chester that inspired the characters of Wimpy and Olive were very much like what you'd find in the cartoon.
And Wimpy hamburgers, there used to be a tavern next door, and Wimpy'd go get his beer and burger over there, so he was a burger man. Now, Dora Paschal, who was Olive, she was tall, thin, hair in the bun, big feet, just like Olive. They all look like the characters and stuff.
Debbie says most people don't realize that the comic strip's first 10 years were all about Olive. Popeye hadn't even been introduced into the comic strip. You can see the timeline here at Debbie's store and museum and the murals outside.
When you see the mural outside, you'll see her mom, Nana Oil, her dad, Coal Oil, her brother, Castor Oil, and then you'll see her boyfriend before Popeye, Harold Ham Gravy. It was all about her and her family.
But there's much more to this story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Chester, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large three-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday, selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors, 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles, 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
You don't have to give up gardening just because the weather's cooling down. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Build yourself a hotbed or cold frame and extend the vegetable growing season as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo.
Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you sick of gardening yet, or would you like to get more out of it? The season is winding down in many areas of the country, but you can extend it by building a hotbed or cold frame. It's a box with a clear roof and the plants are grown inside. The only difference is the source of heat. The sun supplies all the heat in a cold frame, and an insulated heating cable adds to the warmth in a hotbed. This mini greenhouse can also be used to start your plants earlier in the spring. Larry Kaplan is an extension horticulture educator at Purdue University. He says most frames are made out of wood, but you can build one from just about anything.
Some people, if they're using wood, will use pressure-treated wood or wood that's got some preservative on it. Others have gone with redwood or cedar, which is a little more resistant to rotting than just untreated wood. Other people have made use of bricks or cinder blocks.
You will also need some sort of clear material to cover the top.
Glass has been used, but it doesn't have a lot of good insulating qualities, and it's fairly fragile. But you can use plexiglass, fiberglass, polyethylene, pretty much anything that is clear and reasonably sturdy. A lot of people will use old window frames because they have them. So if they're treated carefully, they should work fine.
The frame should have a southern exposure that's protected from wind and out of the shade. It should be near a water supply and an electrical outlet if you're using it as a hotbed. It's also a good idea to add a thermometer and a way to ventilate the box so the plants don't overheat on a sunny day. You'll find more tips for building a hotbed or cold frame at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ourselves in difficult situations where there is no hope. But what I've realized is that with the good hope comes and joy follows. Hope is
Week, the air conditioning went out at our house. Of course, it was right when we were experiencing the first major heat wave we've had this summer. Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Just like your air conditioning going out, sometimes life throws us a financial curveball. Although we never know when the unexpected life event will happen, one thing we can do is make sure we have a financial cushion in place when they hit. One way to do this is to set up an emergency fund. This is an account that's outside of your savings account and should only be used for emergencies. You may want to consider putting a little of your income into the account on a monthly basis so you're prepared should an unplanned financial burden occur. And remember, at the end of the day, God knows your circumstances. So lean on Him during the good times and the bad and prepare beforehand for emergencies so you're more equipped to tackle them. It'll give you confidence about the future and help you live with more gratitude.
As a whole, the food and agriculture sector in the United States is in darn good shape. More to come on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Carol Flynn and her team of food and agribusiness industry advisors at Wells Fargo have their finger on the pulse of the food and agriculture sector in the U.S.
We are very optimistic about the space right now.
Flynn says she bases that on two key points.
Number one, U.S. food and ag feeds the world. Our exports are very important to each of the sectors across the value chain. And number two, from a consumer's perspective, we have a population that's very used to both availability and quality of food. Those are things that can't go unrecognized as we think about the strength of U.S. food and ag.
Flynn says the agriculture and food sector still faces challenges, but she adds farmers are not confused about what the value chain wants.
Farmers are good stewards of natural resources, and it's a great opportunity to interface with the customer. The customer and the world is demanding better sustainability metrics, demanding better understanding and transparency. And that is a perfect example of how Wells Fargo partners with our customers. We have an extraordinary sustainability initiative.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
And
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with harvest season right around the corner for many farmers across the Mid-America region, one of the last things that you need is not only equipment down, but also individuals being down because of COVID-19. And as the Delta variant continues to spread across the nation, COVID cases and hospitalizations are on the rise again. The question now is, as a farmer, what can you do to make sure that your operation is still moving smoothly? Dr. Tyler Clay is an internal medicine clinical pharmacy specialist and clinical assistant professor of infectious disease at Marshall University School of Pharmacy in West Virginia, where he says still the best defense right now is getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Simply put, it's the best way to prevent yourself from having serious illness. I work in the hospital, and what we're seeing with our numbers right now is about 90% of hospital admissions are in individuals who are unvaccinated. 90% of our ICU admissions are in individuals who are unvaccinated. So yes, it is still a potential for you to have what we call a breakthrough case or get infected with COVID-19 if you have had the vaccine. But the chances of you having severe adverse outcomes associated with that infection are far, far less if you have been vaccinated.
He says, as for the COVID-19 Delta variant, it may be the most contagious variant yet, although it's not nearly as severe.
We measure how contagious the virus is based on something called the R-naught. So with the original strain of COVID-19, we had an R-naught of 2, which meant for every individual who's infected with COVID-19, they then went on to infect an average of about 2 additional individuals. With this Delta variant, we're seeing an R-naught of 6, meaning that for every person that's infected with COVID-19, they're going on to infect approximately 6 individuals.
Many rural communities across the Mid-America region have still been skeptical about the COVID-19 vaccine and have some of the lower vaccination rates in the nation. If you have any questions or want more information about the vaccines, you can go to vaccines.gov or the KDHEKS.gov. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Incredible news from Rusty Egg Ford. As inventory continues to roll in, the amazing offers you've been waiting for are back. It's 0% time again at Rusty Egg Ford.
Now through Labor Day weekend, Rusty Egg Ford is giving you 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% is back. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So rush to Rusty Egg Ford for any new 2021 Ford car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. With financing as low as 0%.
Rusty Egg Ford is getting the inventory, and now 0% is back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month per 1,000 financed. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/21.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board, grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, don't believe everything you see on the Internet. Nebraska Department of Agriculture Director Steve Wellman said the latest social media rumor that Nebraska farmers are being paid to destroy their corn, it's simply not true.
No, the Nebraska Department of Agriculture is not paying farmers to take out their corn or any other crops, and neither is the United States Department of Agriculture.
He said the videos on TikTok are damaging consumer trust.
Well, I've seen a couple of the videos that are out there on social media, and quite honestly, there's little to zero amount of truth in any of what I've seen. So I don't know why the information would be put out in that manner. I think it's just a good reminder for us to not always believe what we see on social media. And, you know, farmers and ranchers have been working hard to build trusting relationships with consumers for quite some time. And then videos of this type that contain scare tactics and false information are really counter to building that consumer confidence and trust. So in the end, it's not productive for agriculture, and it's surely not productive for the consumers.
He says these videos have prompted phone calls from farmers and consumers.
Yes, I've taken a few phone calls from Iowa, North Dakota, and others here in the office. We're fielding phone calls from Illinois and some Nebraska calls too. So definitely the social media is getting some attention, and unfortunately it's driving calls to the department, either from the consumers worried about food supply and why we would be doing such thing as destroying crop.
Wellman says farmers and ranchers, if they're comfortable with it, can engage on social media to simply show the facts. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Fraud isn't always an evil deed done from the other side of the globe. It could be an inside job. Know how your money comes and goes on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Comes in many forms. Theft, overcharges, unauthorized credit card use. These are real situations that happen on farms, both large and small. Be aware of the risks, learn how to prevent them, and stay vigilant. Sean Williamson is a CPA with the Fick, Eggemeyer, and Williamson firm in St. Louis, Missouri. He says you're probably keeping an eye on the people you don't trust, but it's the people you trust the most who have an opportunity to steal because you're not watching them. For example, unscrupulous employees may buy extra or unneeded parts for a tractor, return them later, and pocket the refund. Accountants and bookkeepers have also been known to pilfer their clients' money. There is no room for complacency.
Well, I think the number one thing is to review the bank statement, including images of the checks, and seeing what was actually deposited, what was actually paid out, and you understand why everything that went out, why it went out, and that it was proper. And the credit card statements as well.
Be sure you get what you paid for. If you bought 4 tons of lime but were billed for 6, it may be more sinister than a simple math error. As you go over your invoices, make sure each one is legitimate.
Fraudsters are out there sending out invoices. Here's an invoice. You never got this part, but pay me anyway. Could be fake invoices for fertilizer or seed. And on the surface, it seems like, yeah, that seems correct. I must have ordered fertilizer or seed. But in reality, no, just a complete fake invoice.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for preventing farm fraud at agriculture.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local farmers cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Lower in the grains and soybeans, higher in the livestock is how we're moving through the day today and about ready to... currently 2 cents down right now to 126.87. December live cattle is down 20 cents to 133.27. In the feeder cattle, we saw a little bit of red pop up here as well. A quarter down for September to 162.75. October right now is up in the green, 15 cents to 167.90. On the lean hogs, we see that one up a buck and 2 pennies to 89.82. December is up 50 cents to 82.45. So, lean hogs, they've been staying pretty consistent throughout the day today. Corn, they started off in the red and gone farther into the red as we've gone through the day today. September corn down 17 and three quarters to 516 and a quarter. December is down 14 points to 520 and a half. On the wheat side, we see mostly red here as well. 9 3/4 down for September. KC wheat to 695.5, with December down 13 1/4 to 698.75. Mixed today over in the metals market as we see gold down for the most part. Silver is in the green right now. Copper struggling a little bit in the red today as well. October gold right now down 2.5 to 18.13.30. December is down 260 to 18.15.50. In the silver, we see a little bit of green popping up here. September silver up 22 cents into the positive to 24.18. December's up 21 cents to 24.22. Copper, as we mentioned, that one's struggling a little bit today, down 9 cents for September copper to 4.26, and December is down 9 cents to 4.28. At the same time, it's been pretty consistent over in the energy market with mostly red across the board here. October crude oil down a quarter to 68.26. Unleaded gas for October down 4 pennies to $2.09. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Incredible news from Rusty Egg Ford. As inventory continues to roll in, the amazing offers you've been waiting for are back. It's 0% time again at Rusty Egg Ford.
Now through Labor Day weekend, Rusty Egg Ford is giving you 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% is back. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So rush to Rusty Egg Ford for any new 2021 Ford car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for, with financing as low as 0%.
Rusty Egg Ford is getting the inventory, and now 0% is back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month for 1,000 financed. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/21.
KNDY.
Your failures cut you to the bone. Listen, listen to me. You think you have nothing, nothing to give. The well is empty. No reason to live, but you have everything, everything you need. It is all given to you. Let it rain. Let it rain, rain, rain. Though someone betrayed you, drained you dry, open your arms and trust the sky. And be everything
it rain. Let it rain, rain, rain.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.